I'm drunk, or I wouldn't be talking to you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Sterling Archer.
Allegedly. Welcome to the Doghouse here on ntnradio.com. If you don't know, now you know. Hey, if you didn't check out Unhinged, sign up for Patreon. That's patreon.com.
It was exceptionally good this evening.
/NTN. Yes, we had a lot of Warren, so he's very happy about it. We had Ken, what did you have to say on that? Oh, that's what Ken had to say.
We really
about
need
that.
To get a cricket sound effect.
I actually do have it. Okay,
it's too late now.
Ken, what do you say about that?
That's a lot better.
No problem. Actually, though, when you ask Ken for a comment, it's usually
it. That was real weak.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It should have been better than that. I don't know. So we're here on the Doghouse. We got some news. We didn't really have much racing. The only racing we had was some flat track at Springfield.
The mile,
and they had the
which I forgot about and didn't watch.
Yeah, well,
I thought it was
useless.
Coming weekend.
But they also did have the Bultaco. They had the Bultaco. I should turn the music off. They had the Bultaco vintage race, which was pretty cool.
So how do you race carrying a taco full of bull meat?
Very carefully and very fast. They were actually pretty fast in that, so it was good. It was great turnout in that. I was actually really surprised.
Would they
have
been a competitive in the singles category?
You're going to ask me to look at the times, right?
No, just okay. Take a wild ass guess.
You can say wild ass guess.
All right, take a wild ass guess.
41 second lap.
Because the Bultacos were pretty quick bikes in their day.
Yeah. That's why. They were about 6 seconds a lap slower than the Twins.
Oh, no. Okay,
Hold on. Let me find the singles. Where are the singles?
Hey, this is a well-oiled machine you guys are listening to.
This show is all out. I don't know what you guys think, but this is...
The production values are top-notch.
Oh, they ran a different length traffic for the singles.
So there is no,
okay. Yeah,
no,
I was gonna
no
say,
comparison.
Because the singles were doing 12 to 13 second laps, like 12.96, and I'm like, wait a second, because the Twins were running, but the singles ran the half mile, or I don't even know if it's half mile. It was, it doesn't say the track distance, but the singles didn't run the mile this round in Springfield, just the Twins did. But we do have some interesting stuff here. In the singles, Shayna Texter did not make the finals again, which is...
What is going on with her?
Which is the 5th time she missed the finals. And she is no longer in the points lead. Carby Carlisle, with an 8th place, took the points lead and is leading by 10 points. Points are important. Brandon Price is in second.
Oh, come
he
on,
has
Shayna.
Seventh place. Shayna, you gotta get your ass into the finals.
Because if she would have just finished anywhere above eighth, she would have still been in the lead.
Yeah, she'd still be in the lead. They got 1, 2, 3 rounds to go. Williams Grove and PA, Texas Motor Speedway, and Paris Auto Speedway. I really want to see a woman.
They're going to France?
Paris. I really want to see a woman win the championship there, because I just think that'd be pretty cool. But you can't. It's like Lotto. You can't win it if you ain't
in it.
And you gotta get your ass in it. And that's all I gotta say about that. You gotta whatever's been going on the last, because she's now got 2 in a row.
What
DNS?
I gotta say though, you know, I'm gonna give her credit still. She's DNF 5 races. Or not made the finals.
Only 9 points out of the lead.
Has only 9 points.
She got the most wins, and she's having a great season. But It's like she has these tracks.
She's Eli Tomac-ing it. She wants to make it. She wants
to make it. Oh, my God.
She wants to make it tight.
Don't Eli Tomac this. You got to win. Win one for the Gipper. I hope it's not because all of a sudden she's starting to receive a lot of press from things other than the doghouse.
Well, yeah, and she is.
And she is, right? I mean, the New York, what was it? New York, no, Wall Street Journal. And some other big site had her on. Then we go to the big boys. Indian swept the podium again. Mies, Smith, and Baker.
They're going to do it this year. They're going to do it next year. The two seasons from now is when we can really see if Indian can do it because they're running that special engine that they got dispensation for, and Harley doesn't have a special engine.
Yeah, Brandon Robinson was the highest factory Harley guy at fifth. Halbert was fourth. There's no way one of the two Indian guys, and it looks like it's going to be Jared Mies.
Yeah.
It's going to win, right? Jared Mies is 317 points. Bryant, three rounds to go, so you got 75 points up for grabs. But he does have a 46-point lead on Bryant
It's his
Smith.
To lose.
Yeah, it is his to lose. And he's got a 90-point lead on Brad the Bullet. So it doesn't look. It looks like Mies and Smith will be the way it finishes out. I mean, Mies has had an impressive season, 8 wins. Which is just a lot. Smith has 4, Brian Bauman has 2, Hank Wiles has 1. I don't see that changing. I don't see Mies isn't gonna. Mies doesn't Eli Tomac it. He Ryan Dungy's it, right? Brian Smith's good, but that's a lot of points to make up.
Yeah. It's his to lose.
It's his to lose, and unlike what Shayna did this past weekend, I don't see him doing it. He definitely is the kind of guy that's going to...
Barring a terrible accident or a wreck in practice.
But he would have to not make... He'd have to not make 2 races for it to be, like, there, right? He'd have to not get points, score points in 2 races. So I just don't see that working, right?
No.
If he wins one of the next 3, he just has to top 10 the other 2, and it's his. So we could probably early congratulate him, but that'd probably be the doghouse kiss of death, and I don't want to do that to anybody.
You've never done that before, kiss somebody to death.
Yeah, that's true. I don't like kissing people. People are dirty. They're not clean like dogs and horses and cows.
If you meet them in a laundromat, they're clean, aren't they?
Warren, how fast, speaking of large animals, a couple weeks ago I talked about how fast cows is. Found out a cow can run 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, they're faster
than
you think.
That's pretty fast, right?
Yeah.
So Warren had posted up a video. We're going to talk about this. Warren had posted up a video on Facebook.
And it's also on my website, ijustwantaride.com, shameless plug.
Shameless plug. We're going to have to make a shameless plug sound effect. You know, we had, and send the hate mail to Ken at ntnradio.com, because if Ken was here, he wouldn't let me play this, right? But we used to have a show on the network, and then they did this. Oh, wait, I got to turn the volume on.
Black Card Challenge.
That was probably way too loud. Here, we'll turn
Black
it down.
Card Challenge.
So we've always made custom sound effects for things like that. And, we should really make one for Warren's shameless plugs.
I just want to ride.com with the number 2.
With the number 2. There you go. Get it
out. I posted up a video that was on our Facebook account as well. So if you go to Doghouse Facebook, you'll get it.
And if you don't know, from one of the best shows that was never recorded, Phil is completely fascinated with wildlife.
Yes.
And
this giraffe starts to mount, and not talking about mount as in reproduce with a motorcycle.
He actually
gets on the mask, puts his hoof on the accelerator,
and takes off
on the throttle. And the next thing you know is GTA, Grand Theft Auto, and he's running through the city.
But at the end, the guy gets his bike back, and the giraffe starts chasing him, but doesn't break into a full run.
Yeah,
but
because the video cuts off.
Knowing that now Phil knows how fast cows is, and that cows is fast. Warren, how fast do you think the top speed on a giraffe is?
Well, they got to be faster than a cow, so I'm going to say 30 miles an hour.
Higher.
40 miles an hour?
Lower.
35.
Higher.
37.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Somebody's having a ding, ding, ding.
37 miles an hour. That's pretty freaking fast for an animal.
That's fast for something that big with that long a length. Here, I have a bing, ding, ding, ding thing.
Tell me about it, stud.
Oh, that's not it. But anyways, I don't. I 37 miles an hour.
Yeah, so he had to be really scooting on that bike to get away from him.
You know, everybody goes, I want to go on an African safari. It's like, not unless it's in a tank, right?
Well, I don't think you had
rhinos and cows.
You'd have to really piss off the giraffe for him to chase you down and stomp
chase
you.
Chase that motorcycle guy.
Yeah, but you know,
they could accidentally stomp you. They're pretty big.
Accidentally, yeah. They may not even see you. I don't know how well they can see down.
I don't either. Have you ever seen a giraffe's head up close?
No. I'm not that tall.
So one of us might have gotten into a giraffe pen one time, allegedly, at a game farm. And got real close and got a good picture somewhere. I'll have to dig it out of me with a giraffe. Giraffe's heads are big. Giraffes are not small.
They're
like males can be like 2,700 pounds.
In the still shot of this video that we're talking about, one of these guys that are close to it is just barely over the knees. His head is barely over the knees of the
giraffe. Giraffe is big. So, anyways, I just was bringing that up.
So, if you want to see a funny video where a giraffe gets on a motorcycle and then Grand Theft Auto's down through the city pulling wheelies and then starts to chase the bike at the end, check it out. Facebook or IJustWantToRide.com.
Shameless pluck. We should change that from .com to .shameless pluck. Might be too many letters, but you'd probably get a bunch of hits. We do have some MotoGP news, but before we do that, let's talk about a sport that we pretty much have forgotten here on the Doghouse.
Well, Phil has forgotten about it.
Well, everybody has forgotten about it. But I feel like I want to talk about this, where last week I said I don't ever want to mention that sport again.
But we need to, because we got racers that we like.
And guys who have been supportive of the show. Right. And guys who have done some things where
I don't think we should punt on them. You know, we might not
right.
like
and
we,
I don't
we
want,
might not
and
like
I don't
the direction
punt.
That they're
I don't
going.
Want to, right. I hate the way the sport's going, but I think there's still a group of really talented riders. There's no no one has probably ever heard me say a negative word about guys like Bobby Fong and Jake Zemke when he used to race.
Well, negative's a
there are a couple that I say negative words about.
Well, not only that, but you know, it depends on your point of view if you say something negative or not.
Yeah, and I feel like
he doesn't intentionally say it for most of the time.
I feel like we're fair. We're rough on people. Ken's rough on people. I'm rough on people. We know we're rough on people. We tend to be on the more honest side. There is one person in the series that has pissed us off that we do attack shamelessly.
And it's still doing well, actually.
But anyways, so Josh Herron, I almost said the bad words. Josh Herron, last week, I guess at Pittsburgh, Cam Bouvier got hurt. You'd mentioned that a little bit before the show, but we didn't really want to talk about it since most of the world can't see it.
Yeah, you quickly ran us through.
I'm sorry. Most of America can't see it. Apparently, you can watch this on internet in other countries, but you can't hear in the U.S. It's not like it's Moto America. Anyways, but I don't want to get into that, right? Now, what I want to get into is that Bouvier got hurt, and he's going to be out for the season, and I'm very sad.
Oh, I didn't hear he's out. I thought
there's only two races left.
Yeah,
four races, two race weekends.
Yeah, at the last race in Pittsburgh, he saved the tank slipper, but in doing so, he separated his shoulder.
Yeah.
And I've separated my shoulder three times. It is extremely painful, and it is hard to grasp anything tightly enough to control it at race speed. I mean, not that I race, but I couldn't even imagine trying to guide a bike at race speed through turns with a week or even 2 weeks after a bad separation.
So earlier in the season, Josh Herron capitalized on the whole Trump movement of Make America Great Again, and he had out hats that said Make Josh Herron Factory Again.
that was a very good
Bouvier
one.
Went down and Graves Yamaha Graves Yamaha, which is close to Factory Yamaha, needed a rider, and they went to Herron, and it looks like Herron, it's definite Heron's going to ride the last two races on the Factory Yamaha team.
Good for him.
On Bouvier's bike. Now Herron is a former superbike champ.
Yes.
On that same bike.
Same bike?
Well, you know, same ride.
Same ride.
So it looks good for Herron. Herron's been fast. He's been running for Motorsports, and I like the meme team. They're a good bunch of guys. They've always put out a decent bike, but they don't have the money or the funding that the factory team has, right? Graves Yamaha has just way more money. You can tell by just the difference in the quality of bike.
Yes.
And Meme has kind of lost its main sponsors, right? They're having a hard time because the races aren't on TV, if you didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right? They're hard to see, and sponsors want...
They
want
to be on TV.
Sponsors don't give a...
They want to be on TV.
I almost said the S word. They don't care if... Right? If I'm advertising my American product, I don't care if people in Europe and the Southeast of Asia can buy the
package. South America.
In South America can buy the package and watch. They're not buying from me. Right? If I'm selling you Brewster's chicken, pretty sure they don't sell Brewster's chicken
in Europe. Brazil.
The Brazil. Maybe Brazil. No, but...
No, I don't think... I've never been to Brazil, but I bet you the Brewster's not down there.
But I'm just saying, you know, I mean, those kind of sponsorships are hard to find. Now, why I think this is a good opportunity for Josh Herron, and I'm glad he took it, while he should be pissed off because Moto America came hard down on him hard for that wreck of Roger Hayden. Right?
Harder than they should have.
Because he was just offline and he screwed up, right?
Yep.
And he probably wouldn't have been offline if he had been on an equivalent bike. Maybe he would have, right? Maybe
He was pushing it hard,
and that was just, you know, I don't think he intentionally took out Hayden. I think he lost what he was doing and he screwed the pooch. And that happens, and part of going fast is crashing. But what I do like about this is, according to Moto America, they have a big following in Europe and stuff like that. So maybe a good BSB team or a CEV team or maybe even World Superbike will see Herron and go, man, we kind of forgot about that guy. He's young. He's an American. Honda needs a rider for Nicky Hayden's ride.
Yep.
Here's another American. Now, well, Hayes doesn't have a lot of experience. I mean, Herron doesn't have a lot of experience on a Honda. Well, they're running Takahashi or however you say it.
I was about to say, I thought they picked somebody up already.
No, they're doing the thing that I think we're going to talk about that in a minute, because I just think it's a mess that they're changing riders each week to go along with the track instead of putting somebody on it, right? They're trying to bring in like a wild card guy, right?
A local expert.
At Laguna Seca, they went with an American. At Brands Hatch, they went with a European that was used to racing the tracks. I think they're going to be in like Thailand or something. They're just trying to maximize the points for the manufacturer cup. But the true way to maximize points is to get somebody on it so you have a working relationship with your team. Because as much as people want to think motorcycle racing is an individual sport, at that level, it's a team sport. And you got to build your team up and stuff like that. So, but Herron's going to get the chance to do that. I hope he sweeps the last four races and gets a nod from some better team and some better series that will be good for his career. I know we can't watch it here. It would be great if we could. It'd be nice to see him on a factory ride. But I wish him all the luck.
And they got what, another year, 2 years, 1 or 2 years left on the BN contract.
I don't know.
I think it was a 3 year. So
they probably re-upped because it was such a bad deal. They're probably like, let's re-up this because we're retarded. So it would be nice. It would be nice to see a team over in Europe that can actually buy the package and watch it, hire Josh Herron and get him out of here so that his career doesn't die in Moto America with the sport. You know, and listen, I wish I could say the same for Bobby Fong, but Bobby Fong, brother, you're 30. Right? It's a rough life. It's a rough life that you're 30. JD Beach.
Probably being 50.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm just saying, in racing, right, JD Beach is getting older. Herron's getting older. There's not too many shots left for him, right? Hopefully this will be a shot for him. I don't understand how there can be this, as Moto America put it, buzz around the rest of the world about what's happening in Moto America, and there'd be none in the U.S.
Because Bean is big in the rest of the world, not in the U.S., because we're not a soccer country.
Yeah, so anyways, that's just what I'm saying. But anyways, so I think that'd be good for Herron. I feel bad for Bouvier. He was having a good season.
Yeah.
You know, in racing, accidents happen in racing. I'm glad he's not seriously hurt.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He'll fully recover.
He'll recover from that and stuff. And I do
it's painful.
Think,
it is a very painful.
I think the biggest painful thing is I think.
And once it happens, you have your first time. It's easier the second time.
More easy second time.
It gets easier every time you have it done.
I think the bigger problem is I think Bouvier had a chance of being called to go up if he had finished strong. To go to maybe World Superbike or World Super Sport or CEV or someplace where it would have been better for him. Even a Moto 3 ride or something. I think Bouvier was building a name for something like that. This will probably hurt him. Let's talk World Superbike for a second there. The whole concept of bringing up, I struggle with this name because there's a lot of haka shaka waka waka wakas in it. But Takashana, Rosh Hashanah, I don't know. However you say his name. I think he's Japanese guy they're bringing up to run Nikki Hayden's bike.
Yeah.
The Honda. Takanami is the guy who's already there, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. See, I get into that. They're so similar names that it kind of.
While you're looking that name up, I'll talk about the Rossi thing. You know, he broke his leg, both his tibia and the fibia.
In a leg that he's already broken several times.
Yeah. But he had surgery to put a pin and lock down his intermedullary nail.
It's Abludara Takahashi. Is going to be riding it.
So he says he's going to be back as quick as he can, but there's not, there's still, six races left, something like that. So he might make one or the last one or two, but I can't see him being on anytime soon.
Takahashi doesn't look Asian at all. Maybe he's like Turkish or something? Takumi Takahashi?
That's
not a picture of him.
Well, I was about to say, it sounds like a very Japanese name.
He's about as Japanese as Bobby Fong. if you don't get that, then you don't know.
You don't listen enough.
But he is going to be confirmed. He's only confirmed for Portimao and Jerez.
That's two races.
That's two races. But I still feel like either they're interviewing people to see who's going to ride the bike next year. And Takahashi did have three Suzuka 8-hour wins for Honda, right? So he's not unfamiliar to them and stuff. But I don't know if he's the long-term solution there. World Superbike, Honda, that's a great place for Josh Herron. You'll bring Americans back into the sport, watching the sport. Put Josh Herron there.
At least consider it.
Give him a shot.
Talk about it.
You know, Jake Gagne didn't do bad, but he didn't do great. But Jake Gagne hasn't spent a lot of time on superbikes. He was 600, and then he went to Superstock. So it was a lot of changes for him. And you were talking Rossi, right? Broken leg during training. That's what happens when you train and practice and do that kind of stuff, right? You get hurt. Rossi, you're old. You don't need training anymore. You just need to stay in shape, get your big ears and a helmet, and go out there and ride. So he is definitely missing Mezzano. Last time he broke that leg, he was out for 41 days. He is hoping not to be out for 41 days, but that pretty much torpedoes Rossi's any thought of Rossi winning the championship this year.
I had to say that it would take a miracle for him to win it.
So he is that pretty much takes him completely out of that, which kind of sucks because I'd like to see him to get a 10th before he retires. And with this being a contract year, who the hell knows what will actually happen? But he could end up now even finishing lower than fourth in the points, right? I mean, there's still, if he misses too many races, he could actually finish fifth or sixth, maybe seventh.
Yeah. Well, I read an interesting article about a points leader that kind of surprised me.
Okay.
Johan Zarco is the point leader in the rookie category.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, what surprised me was he to get 32-point lead, Folger, his teammate, had to DNF, or not DNF, two non-score races to make that much of a difference.
Not qualify.
Points. He qualified
qualify for points.
Yeah.
They call it DNQ.
Yeah. So that means that was a lot closer than I thought between those two.
Yeah, but also Zarco had, remember, Zarco's had this couple wipeouts.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
You know, he's dropped some races too, so it doesn't surprise me. I think what really surprises me most is not that Zarco's fast, right? Folger's fast too, but not Zarco fast. I think what surprises me more than that is that with the couple going downs and stuff and the couple bad races Zarco had where he lost his tires because he didn't manage them and he tried the soft option, what surprises me more is that he's in sixth place in points.
Overall,
right? That kind of surprises me more.
He's a number one rookie, yeah, and he's in sixth place.
That doesn't really surprise me all that much.
And his team is the number one satellite team in points.
Yeah, well, I mean, they got two really good riders there. You know, I know Ken thinks Zarco might be moving up to the factory Yamaha next year, but I still, if Rossi wants to ride, I don't see Yamaha saying no.
They're not
going to
kick him out.
Right? They're not going to tell him no. And I don't know, Zarco will probably stay there. They might pay Zarco more to stay there and then move up. Another guy who's not having the world's greatest season that he wanted is Kyle Crutchlow. He did get on the bike and do some testing today, but over last weekend, I guess, or maybe it was during testing, I'm not really sure. The article didn't really say that I read, but he sliced his finger up and he had to have finger surgery yesterday. Because he took a knife to his finger, and that never, your finger Ow. Never wins that.
No.
I don't know if you know
that. I have a couple scars to prove that.
Yeah, so Crutchlow, but he is planning on racing Mazzano, but, you know.
He's not had a great season this year.
You know, that's not a great, and that's not going to make your day any easier dealing with that.
Speaking
stuff.
Of races, we're adding another one next year to GP.
Yes, we are. Thailand.
So,
yes, Thailand will be on the calendar.
And so they're at it towards the end of the season when they do their swing through Asia. You know, Phillip Island, Sepang, Walla Walla, Bing Bang.
Yeah.
So this will be another one. It'll be a fourth race over there. I didn't know this, but the word penultimate
is before the end.
Yes, and Sepang has a agreement with MotoGP to be the penultimate race of every year.
Yes. Yeah, they're going to be at the Chang circuit, which World Superbike has ran in the past. I'm not 100% sure if MotoGP has run there in the past.
I don't think so,
but World Superbike has ran there. It's a good track. It's a fast track. Yes, penultimate is a word we use on the doghouse a lot. In the past, we've used it a lot.
But I didn't know that, you know, Sepang had a standing agreement to be the penultimate race.
I didn't know that either, but that is very cool. Right? I like that. If you could give me a contract that said something about penultimate, I would be all in. Not saying that it would be a good contract for me, but...
You'd do it anyway.
I'd probably do it anyway just to be able to use the word penultimate. You know, like I've said, hey, this is the penultimate segment of the show. Last segment of the show. So
next to last
segment of the show. So yeah, that's a lot of the scuttlebutt. So we have MotoGP will be in Mazzano, the Circuit de Mazzano Marco Simicelli, the track with the worst name in the thing. And please, Marco Simicelli fans that are pissed off at me for saying that, send your hate mail to Ken Kaplan. I mean, to Ken at ntnradio.com, and I'm not going to cut that out because whatever. That's the music, Warren.
Oh, I wanted to talk about a racist motorcycle.
What about? Oh, go ahead, get that in quick,
real quick. Confederate Motorcycles, you know, the company makes all these high-end super bikes, fancy look and everything. They decided to change their name because they didn't want to be associated with the name Confederate because all the stuff's been going on.
Hashtag so, because communism.
Yep.
And then... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
In 2 weeks, World Superbike will be racing at Le Mans, I think, right? I think it's the French round. I probably should have looked that stuff up before the show. But yes, so this weekend we do have Mazzano for MotoGP and
I thought you were going to say something about the Confederate thing because they changed their name to the Alabama Motorcycle Company.
How is that any different than Confederate?
That's like what I was going to say, but I thought you were going to mention something about
They're like cinnamons. I like that cinnamon. And to our
I like it on my toast.
And I'm going to throw this out quick. To our Scottish listeners who did watch the NASCAR truck race last weekend, who were commenting about that being some good old boy racing, you dang right it was. Hoo-wee!
That's one of the worst things you've ever said.